From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November the 11th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Joseph Spector reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal about the impact of the 7th president from New York on his home state. Already there have been protests over Donald Trump in several Hudson Valley towns and larger cities. Spector credits Trump with Republican success in state Senate elections on November the 8th. State Republican Chairman Ed Cox said, and I quote, "To have the White House on your side with a New Yorker as president is going to be a tremendous help for us," end quote. During the campaign, Trump did say, and I quote, "You go upstate New York, our jobs have fled to Mexico and other places. We're bringing our jobs back," end quote, but did not offer a plan to return jobs to upstate New York. Ken Pokalski, vice president of government affairs for the State Business Council, said he did not think Trump's energy proposals would affect New York much. He said, and I quote, "New York State has its own initiatives on carbon, on green energy deployment that I think will move forward, frankly, regardless of who is going to be president," end quote. Trump has also called for eliminating the national health care program that includes 3 million New Yorkers. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo also called Trump November the 9th to congratulate him, quote, "talked about issues for New York," end quote, such as building and infrastructure. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Tim Tulock in the Alamont Enterprise reports that voters in Westerlore voted 792 to 720 on November the 8th against a referendum to permit the town to borrow $887,000 to renovate the former school building that now serves as the town hall. In September 2015, voters went 341 to 162 not to let the town borrow $2.75 million to make over the town hall and build a new highway garage. There are 100 absentee ballots to be counted yet in the latest vote, but nearly all would have to be in favor to overturn the vote. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo's rebranding of the awarding of funding as competition went further November the 10th, with local governments competing to lower costs to get more funds. The story says, and I quote, "As part of the municipal consolidation and efficiency competition, teams of two or more local governments will submit plans showing how government consolidation and restructuring will yield property tax reductions. The grand prize is $20 million to support municipal actions," end quote. Next summer's winners will be announced. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Diane Baldwin is reporting in the Columbia paper that acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols kept Salvador Casino in jail, saying at a November the 1st hearing Casino had failed to comply with the judge's orders. Casino lives in Westchester County, but over the past 18 years has violated federal, state, and town laws with illegal dumping, building, and excavation on his COPEC farm. Casino has been in jail since September, after 69 days in jail earlier in 2016. At the hearing, photographs showed that material claimed to be removed from the COPEC farm to the recycled depot facility in Poughkeepsie came from a different site. Judge Nichols said the material in the photographs, and I quote, "was clearly not the material ordered to be removed," end quote, and kept Casino in jail. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman reports on what is closed on Veterans Day, November the 11th. Amtrak will run on a regular schedule. Banks are closed. County offices are closed. Federal offices are closed. Financial markets are open. Greene County Transit is running on a regular schedule. There will be no mail delivery. Metro North is running on a regular schedule. Schools are closed. State offices are closed. Trailways is running on a regular schedule. And the Ulster County Area Transit is working on a Saturday schedule. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 56 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 26. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 58 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 31. Sunrise today was at 6:42 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:36 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 11th day of November, 2016, Veterans Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.